The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doc. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
Hey there, it's Gunnar Esiason. Thanks for joining Julia and I for episode 5 of the Making It Matter podcast series, How We Stay Motivated in the Face of Cystic Fibrosis.
Hi, everyone. Making It Matter is a bi-monthly podcast with your host, Gunnar Esiason, and me, Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
This podcast has been made possible by an unrestricted educational grant from Novartis to the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
So, Gunnar, I can use some motivation right now as I'm currently quite sick, if you couldn't tell. So give me your biggest tips on how you stay motivated.
I'll see if we can power you through this podcast episode. We've all been there. My biggest thing is I'm a very goal-oriented person. I like to set both short-term and long-term goals. My short-term goals are probably things that I can definitely know that I can definitely achieve. They make me feel good about myself. Whether that's just making sure I do my treatments before a certain time, getting to bed at a certain time, things like that. Those are really short-term, small goals that I do just about every single day. And then I also have long-term goals that I do try to achieve. Those are probably a little bit more of a reach for me. I think goals are definitely very, very important in getting yourself to do anything. I remember growing up playing sports all the time. That's how things worked. You grow up wanting to win, and you win by achieving goals.
Yeah, I totally agree. I write a to-do list every day, which would be like my short-term goals. But I've also written down my long-term goals. And sometimes I put them in a place where I see them every day. Oh, wow. So it's kind of like a constant reminder to me of what I'm like working towards. And yeah, they could be pretty lofty. But again, it gives you that extra push to keep going when you're in like a rough patch.
I also think it's important not to be too hard on yourself. Say for whatever reason, one of your lofty big time goals is, maybe something that's not necessarily going to be achieved or something that's not, very realistic. I think it's important to learn from failure if you can't achieve it. But at the same time, it's important not to be too hard on yourself. You want to be your biggest ally as well as your biggest critic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the other ways I stay motivated too is gaining perspective. I just gain that by talking to my friends. So that's another big thing for me too, is relying, sharing the burden at times. Cause I mean, I think we're all allowed to have those rough days.
Oh yeah.
And we should allow those rough days, but I think turning to friends and family or whoever your support system is a really good way to share the burden on those days too.
Well, it's just as much of a mental game as a physical game. I think it's important to have a clear mind, clear body when you're trying to achieve the goals that you set for yourself, whether they're easy or more lofty. I think you need to be you have to be solid for yourself. And there's obviously days when we definitely lack, and there's days when we can't necessarily be as solid. And I think on those days, it's definitely important to reach out and really, know that your friends, your family, they're there for you. And I think that's really one of the most important things when dealing with CF, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I know like a lot of people rely on the CF community online too, because we can't be face to face. So that's also a big thing as well, I know.
Yeah, I think it's good to know what you're getting yourself into. I think it's also important to recognize that there are people out there who are dealing with
battles.
Exactly, and whether or not they are different in different people, but they're a lot of the times they're the same thing, that just with a different pace. I think that you and I probably go through similar challenges and struggles, but we're dealing with them in our own ways, but I think our experiences are things that can help each other. So yeah, just like you said, I think it's important to reach out to the rest of the CF community if you have that available to you. You know, Facebook's probably that biggest avenue that I've noticed for people with CF. That's how they get in touch with each other. Because there's really no way to make it happen face to face. You know, that's just a whole other can of worms, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, one of the toughest parts. But again, it's a mental battle. And I think the other thing too is turning to your biggest passions. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, that's music. So like, that's a huge motivator for me. And whether that's just listening to it and letting it, you know, put me in a good mood and mental space. But I know for you, that's something different.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that I'm definitely not over here singing. You may find me singing in the shower. That's probably as far as it goes. Actually, in eighth grade, I was in The Sound of Music. And I was Rolf in The Sound of Music. And I had to sing a duet.
Yeah, yes. You were 16 going on 17.
Yes, exactly. And my voice cracked in the middle of the performance, and it was fantastic. So that's so cute. That's as far as my...
Do we have any video of that? Can we put a link to that?
I'm sure there's video somewhere, but it is definitely not going on the internet. yes, that's as far as my singing career goes. But yes, I think using your passions as a motivator is really a good thing to do. You know, the way I look at it is I love playing hockey, I love skating, I love working out, going to the gym, stuff like that. But I recognize that I'm only going to be able to do those things if I keep myself healthy. It's almost impossible to play hockey when you're feeling terrible. So I definitely try to use that as a motivator because I think it's something that's fun. It's a release for me. But the only way I can have that release is if I work hard enough to get there. So that's definitely a really, really effective and strong motivator. For me, at least, my passions and making sure that I'm healthy and I'm able to do the things that I want to do. You know, there's as we always say, if you're spending time in the hospital, that's, you know, those are days missed when you're doing something else. You can't really do much when you're stuck in the hospital, or if you're on IVs or if you're sick. Obviously, there's so much you can do, but at the same time, you're not going to be able to go out with your friends. You can't, you know, you're not having dinner with your family. You're not having dinner with your buddies.
Right.
Those things are this time missed, and the only way you're not going to miss that time, you're not gonna move away from that time, is by keeping yourself healthy.
Yeah, I mean, my doctor always used to say, think of it as a math equation. Like, oh, if I do my treatments and I take care of myself, I'll be able to pursue my passions and my biggest dreams. You know, of course, does life get in the way sometimes? Yeah, but as long as you're committed, then you're doing all you can do to make sure you're taking those steps forward. So,
you know, exactly. I mean, unfortunately, it's an extra step that is in our lives, but that's just the way it is. You know, there's no fighting that. As soon as you accept that, your biggest aid in your life is, a lot of ways, the things that motivate you to get through life. As soon as you can make that agreement, and as soon as you can put that together, you know, then you're gonna find success in dealing with CF and staying compliant.
Yep, totally agree. I speaking of like the social network on Facebook and staying motivated, I follow the Randall's brothers' father on Instagram, and he's super motivational. And I just noticed that Colin and Sean Randall ran a 5K. Colin's 12 and Sean is 11. And in the Making It Matter podcast series, we highlight individuals with CF that are making a difference in their community. And I wanted to highlight Colin and Sean for all they do to fight back and lend their voice to CF and their community. And they're doing quite a killer job at 12 and 11 to be as active as they are and fighting as hard as they are. So good work, boys, and keep it up.
Yeah, I think they're definitely epitomizing what kind of hard work it takes at a young age to keep yourself healthy. I definitely credit my parents in my own life, comparing myself to them, is that my parents kept me so active when I was young. They got me involved in sports and things like that, and I think it definitely paid dividends later in life. So for you parents out there, make sure your kids are active and engaged at a young age, and that'll definitely pay off as they move forward in their battle against CF.
Keep them motivated.
All right, so that's about all the time we have today. Julie, do you want to say bye this time? Because I know I usually do that for you.
Thank you for joining Gunnar and I on the Making It Matter podcast series. Remember, you can follow along with our bi-monthly podcast via Gunnar's YouTube channel on gunnarassiason.com or juliaray.com. If you want to see us podcast about something specific, you can always send us an email at gunnarsblog@assiason.org or send us a message on Facebook. This is Julia Ray and Gunnar Assiason signing off.
We'll catch you guys later. And hopefully Julia feels better next time.
Yeah. Thank you.